So last Sunday, we were talking about a lion. And this lion had come to a village with a very swollen, wounded paw. And the villagers, because their leader Jerome had told them they needed to help this lion, they had taken the thorns out of his paw and they bandaged it up. And they gave the lion a room to live in the village. And then when the lion was well, the villagers all thought it was time for him to go back to the wild. But he didn't want to go because this man Jerome had been so nice to him. He wanted to stay in the village. So the villagers gave him a job. It was going to be the lion's job to watch the donkey when the donkey was grazing in the fields. Make sure the donkey didn't run away and that nothing bad would happen to it. So, the lion was pretty good at doing this job. However, there were certain afternoons in the summertime when the sun would shine so brightly and the lion would get so warm and relaxed and his coat would be all hot from the warmth of the sun, and that lion would get really, really sleepy. And he tried to keep his eyes open and keep an eye on that donkey, but one afternoon he fell into a very deep sleep, and he didn't realize that the donkey was getting farther and farther away. And he didn't notice when a caravan of camels and merchants came along the road on their way to Egypt to trade carpets for olive oil. He didn't notice anything, but the merchants noticed the donkey. They saw how lively it was, and they said, "This would be an excellent addition to our caravan. We could put this donkey at the front of the line, and it would make the camels walk faster." And so they incorporated the donkey as part of their caravan, and by the time the lion woke up, the donkey was long gone, the camels were long gone, the merchants were long gone, and the lion was in a panic because he knew how important it was to the villagers that he take good care of this donkey. So he looked through all the fields, he looked through the forest, he looked everywhere he could think of. And when he finally came back late that night to the village, his head was hanging down and his tail was dragging and he was alone. And the villagers all immediately assumed that the lion had eaten the donkey. "Look," they said, "we knew it. We knew this was going to happen. This lion is a thief." And they started throwing rocks and sticks at the lion to chase it away. And they might have succeeded, except then Jerome came to them and said, "Friends, this is no way to treat a brother. He mustn't be driven from his home or denied his soup and his bread. We are going to treat our lion just as before. He's a member of our community. The only thing that's going to change is that now that the donkey's gone, the lion is going to have to do the donkey's work." So the lion was fitted with the harness, and it became his job to carry the wood from the forest back to the village so that the people would have wood for their fires. And this would have been all right, except that none of the villagers, only Jerome, would be nice to the lion. And when Jerome wasn't looking, the villagers wouldn't talk to the lion. They were unkind to him. They would still be trying to shoo him and chase him away. He could never get any rest. It was really just kind of miserable for him. And it wasn't so comfortable wearing that harness. So after time, the lion just got sad, and he was tired. And the harness rubbed on his skin. He had some sores. And it wasn't such a happy existence for the lion. And then one day, after some weeks had gone by, he was bringing the load of firewood back to the village one day, and he saw a cloud of dust on the horizon. And he realized there was something coming down the road from Egypt to Damascus. And as he watched, with his whiskers twitching and his tail trembling, he realized it was the merchants and the camels, and a growl started in low in his throat. And when he saw that donkey prancing along at the front of that caravan, the growl turned into a roar, and he started to run right toward the caravan, and the sticks went flying in all directions. And when the merchants saw this fierce lion roaring and running straight at him, they forgot all about their camels, and they ran to hide. They climbed trees, they hid behind bushes, they ran and hid wherever they could. And so the lion rounded up the donkey and all these camels, and he herded them into the village. The villagers came out and they saw all the camels, and then they saw the donkey, and they said, "Well, look at this. Our donkey has not been eaten up after all. Here she is." And then Jerome came forward and said, "Yes, friends, it looks as if we have been brought to justice." And so the people in the village felt really bad about the way they had treated the lion. So they put fresh straw in his room. They got medicine for his wounds. They spoke kindly to him. The cook made his favorite dinner. And someone even brought a red carpet and laid it at the door of the church so that when the village would go into worship, the lion would have his own special place to rest. And that night, when the merchants got tired of hiding in the trees and behind the bushes, and they came back to the village and knocked on the gate and said to Jerome, "We're sorry about stealing your donkey. Do you think it would be possible for us to have our camels back?" There was the lion curled up at Jerome's feet and purring with great contentment. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Dear God, help us always to treat others as we would want to be treated. Help us to seek the truth with patience and not rush to judgment. Thank you, Lord, for your compassion and for the wisdom of those who are compassionate in every circumstance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.